In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are Trinitarian monotheists who confess the ancient creeds of the church. Say that the next time Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons knock on your door. We are not interested in recent revisionist spins on Christianity. We are not religious consumers looking for something new and different. We are not interested in eclectically and syncretistically picking and choosing from the smorgasbord of religious options, a little bit of that religion, a little bit of this religion, in order to tailor make a religion that's suitable for our own personal needs. No. We believe, teach, and confess the historic, ancient, authentic Christian faith. And the historic, ancient, authentic Christian faith believes, teaches, and confesses the Trinitarian faith as taught in the Scriptures and confessed by the creeds. We are Trinitarians. Someone might ask us, why do you extol the Trinity? That's a fair enough question. And the answer is very simple, and it's given to us in the Gospel lesson appointed for Trinity Sunday. John 3, we praise and extol the holy and undivided Trinity because the works of the Trinity are directed toward our eternal benefit and, in fact, toward the eternal benefit of the whole world. Here are these verses. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him." Those words are well known and much beloved. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God the Father so loved the world he had made, even though that world was in rebellion against him, he so loved the world that he gave up and delivered to be crucified his only begotten Son. And Jesus is the only begotten Son of the Father, begotten of his Father before all worlds. Begotten, not made. There was never a time when there was not a Son, and there was never a time when the Father was not the Father of the Son. The Son was there in the beginning with God the Father and was God of the same essence with the Father. Through the Son all things were made, and without the Son was nothing made that was made. He is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made. And that Son is the one that the Father sent into the world. Not to condemn the world, even though that's what the world deserved and that's what you and I deserve, but in order to save the world. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. And he accomplished that work of salvation by being lifted up high on a cross, just as Moses lifted the serpent high on the cross, high up on a pole, so that the Israelites would not perish. The Father sent the Son to save the world. The Son was lifted up and exalted on the cross that we might be saved. The text goes on, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Just as the Israelites were perishing from those snake bites in the wilderness, so we were perishing. We all were perishing in a much deeper way, under the wrath of God. But Jesus so loves us that he was raised up on the cross for us. And just as when the Israelites looked at the bronze serpent, they were healed, so when we look to the Son lifted on the cross, we too are given eternal life. Not the temporary respite that the Israelites received, but eternal life with God. We make Christ's work of salvation our own by believing in Christ. And that is the work of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Father and of the Son. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." The water of holy baptism and the Spirit give us new birth, life, a birth from above, so that we may enter into the end time rule of God the Father. Without the work of the Spirit, even Nicodemus, this leader of Israel, could not enter the kingdom of God. How much less us Gentiles? But with the water and the Spirit, we are born again, born from above, and we enter into the kingdom of God. So blessed be the Father, who so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son to be crucified for us. Blessed be the Son, who was willing to be lifted up on a cross that we might not perish. And blessed be the Holy Spirit, who through baptism has given us new birth and brought us to faith in Jesus, so that we might not perish but have the promise of entering the kingdom of God. Blessed be the Holy Trinity in the undivided unity. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.